Hello, this is episode number 48 of Chalk Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County shared their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. Today, we're talking to James Capon, Chalk's Chief Quality and Patient Safety Officer, about the organization's commitment to providing the safest and highest quality care. That commitment earned Chalk a 2015 Leapfrog Top Hospital Award. Dr. Capon, welcome to Seacrest Studios.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I understand Chalk is one of only 12 children's hospitals in the nation and just two in the state to be named a Leapfrog Top Hospital. What does this honor truly represent?
Well, Leapfrog Group is who you think of as the biggest companies in America. And 15 years ago, they got together and decided to take a different kind of approach to advancing quality and patient safety in the country. And they started setting what seemed to be at the time simple standards and have advanced those over time. And they really have a very rigorous set of standards that they ask hospitals to try to reach. When you're able to do that, if you're so lucky, they will consider you as a top hospital in the country. We're very fortunate and happy to be so named, but it represents a lot of the work that we do here every day.
That sounds like an amazing honor. So is participation in the Leapfrog survey voluntary, and why does Chalk choose to participate?
The Leapfrog survey is voluntary. This year, there were over 1,600 hospitals, as I understand it, that participated. So you're really talking about those hospitals that believe they're doing the right thing already, who even go through the whole process. You do this because, number one, you get information about yourself, and you can see how you benchmark, how you compare to other hospitals in the country. Children's hospitals for us, general hospitals for others, urban and rural hospitals both. It's important for us because we see that the standards change from year to year a bit, and we want to make sure that we are really operating at the top of the national game, that our standards are fully representational of those that are out there considered to be the best and the best.
Wonderful. So what has Chalk learned or changed as a result of participating in this survey?
Well, early on, it was fairly simple. They asked really only three questions, believe it or not. And the standards were, do you use computer order entry? In other words, do you use computers to order medicines? Do you have ICU doctors in your ICUs? It seems so basic, but at the time it wasn't a dozen years ago. And do patients that come to various hospitals referred in, do they go to hospitals for good reasons? Are those hospitals great places to take care of various conditions? Chalk was like that then, it continues to be like that now, but now there's hundreds of things that we actually look at. So we've learned a lot about medication errors. We've learned a lot about leadership because the Leapfrog Group really asks you to ensure that your organization's invested in safety from the top down and from the down to the top. It's a beautiful thing. So we report to the board of directors here several times a year about our Leapfrog standards. In a few hours, we're going to be talking to the leading physician committee we have in the hospital about our Leapfrog performance. So it really permeates our organization. They ask about the culture of safety. You know, how ingrained is it in the way that everybody that works here and volunteers here and is a physician here, how do they feel about taking care of patients? Do we really do the right thing all the time because it's patient-centered care to do that? We've learned a lot about kind of the approach to when error does occur and how we learn from it and how we help not just our parents and patients understand, but also our caregivers and people who have been involved in an error. So it makes it much less likely to happen the next time. And that's really the bottom line is prevention of error and when error does occur to make it very unlikely to have the same thing happen twice.
Wonderful. So why should parents care about these efforts that we do?
Well, children's hospitals, absolutely including Chalk, take care of the sickest, the most complex patients with the most chronic conditions of anywhere in the country. Our patients have no room in their lives for added issues. And it's hard enough to take care of a child, a sick child, an injured child, without adding the possibility of medical error to their case. So it's extremely important. It's our responsibility as a healthcare team, as an organization, to do everything we can to prevent error. It's extremely important for parents to be very observant of what we do in the hospital every day because they continue to know their children best and to advocate for their children all the time. There is no more important thing for a parent to do, of course, than to advocate for their child. In the healthcare setting, that is no different. And so it's very important for them to know, to feel relieved, we hope, when they come to a hospital such as ours in which safety's built into our fabric. It's how we do business. It's what our culture is about. And we're also recognized nationally that that's in fact the case.
Wonderful. So are there, speaking on that, are there questions parents should ask hospitals regarding their safety and quality efforts?
Well, let me tell you a story. Just last week, the youngest of my four children had knee surgery. And I was very interested, of course, in the surgeon. I was also very, very interested in things like infection rates and blood clots and readmission rates. So there's a variety of ways of thinking about a given situation. So yes, parents should ask and feel free to ask questions about hand washing, about do you check identification before you move my child? Do you check identification before you give medications? Do you know what the allergies are? These are the things that parents should, number one, be observant for, number two, feel free to ask. And all of our patients, as they are admitted or brought into the healthcare setting here, are in fact instructed in that way by the nursing staff and always have the right to call for help if they feel that they have the need for more help than they're getting at that moment.
Wonderful. So what else is CHOQ doing to ensure patients receive the safest and highest quality of care?
We're doing a number of things. Every day it seems to change and grow because the entire science of patient safety and quality in healthcare is advancing at a rapid pace, and that's a good thing. Here at CHOQ, every day, every week, we are measuring our performance. And our performance, like other industries, is about getting the outcomes that we design. So is our quality what we think it should be? Our safety outcomes, our infection rates, our complication rates, our readmission rates, are those where they should be? Are we protecting our patients from falls? Are we making sure that they're unlikely to get a pressure ulcer or a blood clot? These kinds of things we do every day. We're advancing the culture by improving our team communication, our teamwork effectiveness, by having safety coaches at the actual frontline bedside area, and ingraining error prevention into the entire organization, whether you're a frontline caregiver, whether you're on the medical staff, whether you're a volunteer, whether you're in the administration or other supportive staff. And then one of the most effective things we've done is to actually design safety into our new buildings. So this tower we're sitting in, our future expansions in mental health and other services that are coming up, we actually have learned, researched, and then designed things that will improve safety and quality into the buildings themselves. So we're much less likely to make errors. So our staff is less likely to be fatigued or not be able to find what they need and thus make errors. So CHOQ, I can safely say, thinks about quality and safety every day.
That's wonderful. That's great to hear that that takes kind of the front line when it comes to being involved in care. So is there anything else or any other advice you can offer to our listeners?
I would say that just like we have a responsibility to take care of the greatest possible gift that parents give us, which is the care for their children, that they obviously have that same responsibility that they do at home or in other settings when they're in a hospital. And that's really to be a partner with us, to let us know when we can do something better, to help us know their child best. You know, Hippocrates, who's often quoted as saying, first do no harm, actually is misquoted. What he actually said was, do two things, help, and at the very least, do no harm. So we have this obligation, of course, to try and do everything we can to help children, to allow them to be as healthy as they can, to bring them back from injury or illness, to nurture them in their environments, and at the same time, do everything we possibly can to keep their course as smooth as possible without any possibility of error. We've made great strides. LeapFrog recognizes us for this. I think when you ask our staff, they would tell you the same thing, that we feel this every day, and we really try and lift the patient to the very, very top of their game.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Capon, and congratulations on such a wonderful, wonderful honor that we have gotten here at CHOQ.
Well, thanks. You know, it's a seventh time in the 10 years that they've done this survey. It's pretty competitive. It's super rigorous, and we think it's very evidence-based, and so we're pleased to get it because it tells us we're on the right track. We'll never be where we want to be. It's a journey, but we're making some progress.
Thank you for listening to episode number 48 of CHOQ Radio. You just heard Dr. Capon highlight CHOQ's patient safety and quality efforts, recently earning CHOQ national distinction as a 2015 LeapFrog Top Hospital. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from CHOQ Radio. Visit CHOQ.org for more information or follow Children's Hospital of Orange County on social media. We're at CHOQ Children's on Instagram and Twitter, and we are at Facebook.com/CHOQChildren.